The more I learn, the less I know. This saying is attributed to the Greek philosopher Socrates. It seems contradictory, because how can you know less when you gain more knowledge? Still, I agree with him completely. Every time you dive into a subject, it opens up an entire world of facts and skills you knew nothing about. What you learn turns out to be the tip of the iceberg. And that tip gives you enough insight to realize how much you actually do not know. This afternoon, I listened to the Dutch classical radio podcast Klassiek Inside, where the Dutch recorder player Lucy Horsch was being interviewed. She had just received a prestigious prize for her album Origins. She is a very talented young musician who casually mentions that she has probably missed the boat when it comes to composing. Now, the presenters are quick to ask why she believes it to be too late. Horsch then describes a typical classical musician complex. If I start something new now, what will my skill level be? And this is the downside of the insight Socrates put into words. When you know how much there is to learn, it can become insurmountable and you don't even start. Knowledge becomes an obstacle. I have compared music to language before. There are thousands of languages in the world, and we all have our mother tongue. Even when you can't speak, there's sign language. Second, third, even fourth languages come with levels of proficiency. Do you understand what is being said? Can you speak a language? Maybe write correctly. In which situations can you manage? And what do you need it for? My mother tongue is Dutch. I speak and write English fluently and can manage well enough in German. I understand and read a little French, have recently learned a few words in Czech and Romanian. I recognize Italian and Spanish, and I can say sorry and count to seven in Vietnamese. All these languages form a small map of my life. Why not treat music the same way as language proficiency? Be fluent in one or two and know the rest as well as is necessary for you. Alt music and contemporary classical music are my home base. I know a lot about it, and I'm also aware that there is much more to be learned. I can see the complete proverbial iceberg, and I'm not sure if I'll ever get everything above sea level. Other genres are also interesting. South American composers such as Piazzolla, Pujol, Villa-Lobos and Machado have fascinated me for years. I even dare say I play their music reasonably well. At the same time, I'm aware that I'm at the very top of the tip of the iceberg, but I don't mind. The view is amazing. Romanian folklore is my new foreign language, and even romantic music beckons. Learning something new is simply fun, after all. To see how it goes, to feel resistance and get past that, I wouldn't want to miss it for the world. Of course, you want to be really good at something, but one does not exclude the other. If you start something new now, what would your skill level be? You don't know, which makes it so exciting. Rather ask, is this something that motivates and inspires me? The process of learning is as important as the result. You challenge yourself. And besides new techniques and facts, you also learn a lot about yourself. And that is never a bad thing in music.